this weekend is a designated weekend for the development squads of the GAA, the Munster Council Development Squad. So each county has development squads or schools of excellence now at under 14, under 15, and under 16, and under 17 as well, actually. But there's competitions this weekend for the under 14, which is held in Waterford, the under 15, which is hosted by Duhallow Division in Cork, and the under 16, which is held in Limerick. And I'm involved with the under 15 squads here in Cork, and we're sending two teams to Duhallow on Saturday. One will be based in Auchnagree and the other will be based in Cullen. And Kerry have two teams, Waterford, Limerick, Clare and Tipperary will have one team each.
And is this something you do every year or what is it? Or has it
the under 16 has been running for a long, long time. And the under 15, the under 14 were introduced a couple of years ago. I'm not exactly sure when they were introduced. I wasn't involved for a while, but they're certainly on the go now for three or four, maybe five years.
Yeah, and what do you see the benefit of these things? Is it kind of give the younger players a bit of exposure to higher competition?
Well, I suppose the benefits for us in Cork would be that it gives you a chance to give players exposure. First of all, not so much to the competition is part of it, but it gives you players a chance to get players and give them exposure to more intense development, skill development and game development. And so far as, like, we in Cork, it's such a big area for a start. There are six different grades from Premier 1 down to 12-a-side D, which means that lads could be playing in their competitions in clubs, maybe in West Cork or North Cork, in 12-a-side competitions against clubs of a similar standard, more or less. But they wouldn't get the chance to develop. When I was involved with the Cork minor teams from 1998 until 2005, like, we often saw lads being sent into us for trials towards the back end of their 17th year, maybe November, December, or January, or February. And you'd know they were good players, but you'd also know they were slow, or maybe they were a bit lacking on their weak side and stuff like that. And simply it came from the fact that they didn't get enough competition, or they maybe weren't able to go to a school that played football. And you knew they were good players, but it was too late in terms of trying to get on the Cork minor team. The objective here in Cork, particularly at under 14, under 15 level at the moment, is to make this as inclusive as possible to as many boys as possible across the city and county, which in theory would somewhere between 80 and 100 on any given year, and to introduce them to make sure that they can kick properly with both legs, that they can hand pass properly, that they know how to tackle, they know, and then as they get a bit older, that they have a better awareness of their position in the field, their role in the field if they're a back, their role in the field if they're a midfielder, and so on. So that's the real aim of it. Like, you need a competition then to just measure yourself, not only just against yourself and see how you're making progress, but against other counties. And it also, part of the thing is that the lads need to know how to prepare properly for games, because later on you'd hope that most of these fellas will go on and be Cork minors, and that they should be aware of, you know, how you prepare from the point of view of diet, how you prepare from the point of view of rest, and actually just on the day itself how they play.
So would a successful weekend for you be the boys preparing themselves properly for the match, showing that they have all the basic skills of the game?
Yeah, well, then that's the objective. As there are seven of us involved in the coaching, and as last year with the under 14, once the competitions are over, we will sit down and we'll appraise how we got on. And obviously, where you'd like to win the competitions, particularly for the lads, with two Cork teams there, only one of them could win it anyway. But an ideal situation, maybe, if we could get both teams to the final. Yeah. But yeah, assuming that either that doesn't happen, or if it does happen, the real appraisal afterwards will become, how did they play and how did they perform, and are they better than they were when they were under 14, or are the lads who weren't involved under 14, have they stepped up enough, you know? And again, so yes, like, we would like to win, and it's, you know, obviously you go down with the intention, because that's what being in the competition is all about. But equally, winning at all costs is not an option, because it is development and it is schools of excellence. It's more important that they play properly and play correctly. And you would hope that if they do that, that the results will take care of themselves.